This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. There's Matt and Nathanson. Got a king-size bed and a PhD in the way it used to be. Size bed and a PhD in the way it used to be. It's a good song.
I watch this channel called the Audience Channel.
Oh,
and they do music.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one of Matt Nathanson on. There was an interview with Matt with his crazy ass hair sticking up.
God, that hair!
He's just such a good storyteller. And then you know they'll play clips of him.
He's
in concert.
Right. He's so funny and so personable.
Really, really.
How great was he last time he came in here?
He's the best.
Yep, really good.
He makes you feel like you're friends with them.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you know, he's friendly.
Sometimes I think that's you a little bit.
A little, probably. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. Dance, 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 dance.
I actually think you're the first person that I ever heard sort of express that feeling. And it was towards Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. Like, we could be
friends.
Totally
be friends.
We should be friends. I think that we could be. And I was like.
Back to Justin Timberlake.
Oh, right.
It's uncomfortable for me. Justin Timberlake, December 5th, the Oracle Arena in Oakland. Jane has another pair at 4:05 today. So another chance to win coming up at 4. But if you're calling 9 right now, boom, you get the tickets just like that.
Boom.
Boom. I want to say thank you to Alan Rosen from Bananas
at
Large.
I'm going to get the winner. Let's talk to him.
Alan is a hero, and he always has been. We get letters all the time from people who are like, oh, my God, Alan heard about what happened to my house. As you know, last year with the fires, you were actually personally affected last year by the fires. And, of course, it's been horrible this year as well. Yeah. But we had a letter from someone who was like, he found out that we lost our stuff, and he stepped right up with new instruments for us.
Pretty big.
I know.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was very nice of her.
It was very nice. Well, it's nice. You know, you're not a guy who sings his own praises.
Yeah, that one was all under the radar.
Yeah, well, right up until we got the note.
Thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you to Alan. He just dropped off not only a huge literal wagon of stuff from Bananas, but your wife actually went out and did a bunch of shopping and just brought us a whole bunch of other toys as well.
The amazing Meredith, yes. She said, toys for tots, we have to have toys.
Gotta have toys.
She went out last night and did some shopping, even got me a little Santa bag to bring everything in.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, and you went big, too. I see a big old guitar out there and all kinds of drums and little percussion instruments and all kinds of stuff to get a kid started. Yeah. Like, let's make some music here,
Bananas
kids.
At Large, you guys just moved to your new location.
There you are.
How's that?
Awesome.
What's the address?
Oh, it's just amazing. I mean, I have my guitar wall.
I know.
Vinny hasn't seen this yet.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you do the outside? First, give me the address.
1654 2nd Street,
okay.
San Rafael.
Really, literally, right down the street from the old.
Less than half a mile.
It's but has like parking.
I have a parking lot. For the first time in Bananas history, we have a parking lot.
Heads up, though. You got to turn into the parking lot a little bit sooner than you think you do.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're going in through the exit.
Yeah. I figure everyone's going to do this once.
One time, and then you'll know.
Tell me how bad
then
that is.
Know,
but then they'll, right.
And then they'll know.
Yeah.
But the outside. Side of it is actually beautifully. Did you guys redo the front? Design that?
And... We redid all the signage and the lighting, but no, that the wood facade, that was there.
It's
and that's
lovely.
Why I've been in love with that building for a zillion years, and I was really stoked that our friends from the Arthur Murray Dance Company bought the building, and we partnered with them, and so it was great. It was
everything
just fell into place. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new location.
You.
People should check you out at Christmas time support local businesses, or you can go to bananas.com. But you know, what you want to do is go in there. They have experts there. Mm. You guys are so great.
Thank you.
You've been great to my family personally. I know you've stoked Vinny out. You certainly stoked us out here as a radio station. We were fumbling around with your guitar this morning.
Yeah.
I think we need you to fix the amp.
I'm not sure how to fix stuff.
Just show us.
Someone was touching stuff on the amp, and we're stuck in delay.
I'm looking at who it is.
It wasn't me.
Don't touch the stuff.
It wasn't. All right, let's get some texts. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bananas at Large, somewhere in San Rafael on 2nd Street.
16.
Or where is it?
1654 2nd Street.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a couple. 707, I think you guys are awesome. Last night I was thinking about texting you guys this morning to say I missed your conversation about Survivor and got in my car this morning, and there you are talking about it.
Oh.
Love you guys.
Yeah, we talked very briefly about it really early yesterday, and then we sort of moved on, and then it just came up today, I think, during the break. I was like, you know what? I really want to say this one thing about this stupid-ass non-negotiator. Well, I have a degree in negotiating. Here's everything, and there's my lowball offer. Like, what?
707 says, Vinny, my first car was a 77 Datsun B210. I love that car. It was like the Energizer Bunny. Mm. I took that car from, it was a beater. It had been around, but it was useful. It worked. It was fine.
And you took it all the way to the junkyard.
It truly could not be sold for any use after I was done with
it. Scrap metal.
It was over.
Poor thing.
Or it got used all up.
Yeah, you used it right to the end of its useful life. I believe you bungee corded down
I hit a car, and so the hood buckled, and I just tied around the car through the wheel wells the hood down so it would stay.
Great. That's what you got to do when you're 16.
Right. Well, I couldn't have. Look, I was
on
a budget.
You could have sat on the hood and just jumped on it until it straightened itself out.
I did the best I could with what I had, Sarah. Play that whole song. I love Pink Floyd's song. It's my favorite.
I know, Pink Floyd's so good.
Which whole song?
I don't know. Comfortably Numb was probably the one with that solo. It's pretty darn good. Can you imagine being David Gilmour?
No.
Being on stage in a big stadium, and all eyes are on you as you rip this solo. God, it must be powerful.
He's just, I mean, what a signature playing sound, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have become comfortably numb.
408 agrees with you. Angelina is annoying.
Oh, my God. It's annoying. Oh, my God. Have you seen her?
510 says, Carl drunk is funny. Yeah, I didn't see that last episode of Survivor, but apparently he got ripped and it was partly what undid him.
Well, he was telling everyone how it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean?
They want a reward, so he just started, you know,
they
haven't
booze?
Eaten. Yeah, they get booze all the time.
They do?
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
They'll give him beer, they'll give him wine. No cocktails
on Survivor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, most grown-ups consider a drink a reward at the end of a day.
Yeah. Sure.
Ice cold beer and a hamburger.
Not everybody has to turn that into, I'm going to climb in the closet with a bottle and never be seen again.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I think it's cool. They get a reward.
I know that.
And you can see they're like, beer.
Oh, you guys can keep the food. I'm taking the beer. They're all barfing later.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they eat too much, you know? They eat too much, they drink too much, and so they're so psyched to get some actual food, and then they overeat, and then they wind up yakking on the beach. Oh. They were showing it. Ugh.
Clear allows you to bypass the ID and boarding pass line, but you still have to do the standard x-ray scanners, take off your shoes, remove the laptop, whatever.
But you basically skip the line.
With TSA Pre, you have quick ID boarding pass line and you have a special x-ray scanner line. So it's different, apparently. I have Clear and actually really like it. Love you guys.
The problem with TSA Pre now, because it's great. I've used it. We've had it for years now. And you zip right through. Except that now so many people have it, you don't zip right through anymore. The line for TSA Pre was longer than the regular security line the last time we were there. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I could just go take my shoes off and wait in the other line and get there faster.
And listen, Clear is not a sponsor. I was just telling a story about how I recently flew and some lady was standing at the front of the opening where you'd walk through going, who wants to skip the line? And I was like,
I totally want to skip the line.
I'm running late. I could absolutely use that.
Did anyone else walk over? Or they weren't paying attention.
In that moment, it was just me turned like I did a 180 and went, I would love to skip the line. What do I have to do? And she said, come right over here. And then she just started running me through this process. And
it's quick.
It was quick.
And then they get your credit card at
the
end. But
the next thing you know, I'm like, I did fingerprints. I did an eye scan. I did a driver's license. And then I did...
Credit card.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't, if I'd known up front, I wouldn't have done it. Mm.
But it was free, even though they took your credit card. After a month, you probably have to cancel somewhere.
No, I asked her that, actually. I'm like, do I? She goes, nope. Nope. You can stay. You can sign up to become a member because we've got everything, or you'll just fall off after the free 30 days. Mm-hmm. Now, that might not be true, but
we'll,
I did
we'll ask you about it in a month.
But I did ask.
And we learned that you can get into some stadiums.
Yes.
Or sporting arenas.
Right.
Coliseum,
Avaya,
and AT&T.
Avaya is the soccer stadium.
Correct.
Right by the San Jose
airport. Yeah.
Right. And there was one in, was it the Oracle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. No, Coliseum.
Oh, the Coliseum. Did you already say that?
Oh, yeah, well, that's too bad. That one's going away.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe they'll set it up at Oracle.
Speaking of bad negotiations, I saw on Craigslist ad that said the car is listed for $2,800. Then the listing said I would take $2,500, and the lowest I'll go is $2,000.
Oh my god! Okay, I'll give you $1,800.
Right. That's exactly what that person invited was the $1,500 offer.
Right. You just say what you want, and offer nothing in return.
Bummer. I'm a Marriott Platinum baller status member. Mm. Yeah, you're
all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My husband and I have Starwood account through our American Express that we got when we bought a timeshare in Hawaii and had it for about 3 years now. You might want to check into that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be you. You might be hacked.
Hacked. Hopefully it's something as simple as changing a password or something, because what a nightmare.
I love it when people say, oh, no, we're giving them our fingerprints. What about your phone, bro? Yeah, I bought an Apple phone and I signed up. I knew I was going to be using my fingerprint to
open it.
When Clear started signing me up, I didn't know what they were going to be asking for. That's why I'm telling you guys the story. It was so weird as I walked up. She just started doing it. Like,
hey, look in here.
Okay, look in here. And I'm like, all right. And put your hands, all four fingers on this thing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. As we talked about, you know, being arrested, uh-huh. I'm unfortunately very familiar with the, hey, I didn't know I was going to have to do that. And now give me your credit card. Oh, boy, you just hit the trifecta.
And you got to skip the line.
I did.
Sometimes things are worth it. Surrender your entire identity and skip the line.
And I'm not saying that anything's going to come of that. I'm sure it'll be fine. But it was, you know, people say, be careful with your ID or your information. And I just wasn't. Just absolutely.
Catch off guard.
Completely gave
You're
it all away.
You're a pretty careful person, too.
I know.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I know. That's why I'm telling it. Mm. They rolled me.
And
you left them.
I did.
And I gave up my
ID. You asked
ID.
For it.
Someone sent the story about the Absidy. We already did the story, but
the kid's name is ABCDE. Mm-hmm. Absidy. And she was bummed when somebody made fun of her.
I tried to go to a pot dispensary website and the hospital Wi-Fi blocked me.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Huh. They don't want you to use alternative medicine.
All right. Well, that's their Wi-Fi if they don't want you to buy your doobie weed.
While you're at the hospital or the hospital.
My friend told me his doobie weed place is near the Costco, and our Costco, the one near our house. And every time I'm trying to, like... Where is the doobie weed place? I don't need to go in. I'm just curious if there's a line out the door, if they let everyone in at once, or do you have to wait outside and each person gets their...
Yeah. There's usually a guy standing outside the door.
And they let in however many people.
Oh, security.
Right.
But they let everyone in, or are they like...
It depends on the dispensary. Some of them, you need a patient card. Some of them just let everybody in who's over the certain age.
Right. They probably have to check IDs.
Yeah.
They check IDs for sure. Yeah.
But what I'm really saying is, so they don't have a head count that's a lot, like five people at a time inside.
They might so just that, limit you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Some occupancy thing.
Right.
I've never been to one before.
I went to one, but it was before it was legal, and so I wasn't allowed in because I didn't have a pot card.
Oh, so you had to wait outside?
Yeah. Just waited in the car. Yeah. John went in there and looked around at everything.
He's got a card?
Yeah.
He liked it.
Can't sleep.
408 says, all
it's
right.
A thing.
Now you have to have another kid just so you can name him Aardvark.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name my kid Aardvark.
If you had a little boy, Aardvark is a great name. Aardvark. Heck yeah.
Wow, 22 years, loyal listener since the start. Came to SF in August of 96.
Oh.
All right, we got a break.
Okay, we will take a quick break and we'll be back to say goodbye in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Starting to feel real Christmassy around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to thank Alan from Bananas at Large for dropping off a boat full of toys.
So much.
So many toys from Bananas, Ding Ding Shame, Bananas at Large. We love them. They've really stoked us out over the years. Also, Specialized did a bunch of, I mean, it's like a bike store out there.
I know. And then the skateboards.
Deluxe did a bunch of skateboards for us. And more to come. Like, we're really psyched. If you are going to be at Alice in Winterland this coming Thursday, if you've got tickets and you're going to be there, please bring a new unwrapped toy. The Marines are going to be on site with their mascots, apparently, their bulldogs.
Yeah.
And all this stuff.
Yes, and all this stuff will be there. You'll be able to see it all. And then you can add to the pile. Please drop off your new unwrapped toy.
If you're a company, we'd love to take bulk stuff.
We sure would. Please
whatever it is.
Consider stopping by. We'd love to have you visit us here at the station. Just let you know that you're on your way.
Restoration Hardware chandeliers. I'm sure the kids will love them.
The kids will love them. Oh, my God.
Is that what you need, Vin? A chandelier?
Is there one in particular that you're interested in, Vinny?
What is that stock number?
They were looking for dining room furniture.
You guys had to do a folding table. I was not thinking about my house.
Yeah, you were. It's fine. Look, you know, we all need stuff. goodness
whatever.
Gracious.
Hey, by the way, yes. I told you earlier that the Niners are playing in Seattle against the Seahawks. The Chiefs are at home. The Chiefs are here playing Oakland, the Raiders. Your Pats are playing the Vikings.
Oh, they are.
That's going to be...
That'll be a great game.
A great game. Like, they're both pretty highly ranked.
Where is it? Do you know?
I'll tell you in one second.
Green Bay.
It's in New England.
Or not Green Bay, Minnesota.
Right. It's at Foxborough.
Okay.
I meant to find this story for you, Vinny. I don't know if you can get it now, but someone texted in that Cal. Remember that game that was canceled?
Yes.
Was it weather related?
The smoke.
It was the smoke.
That
right.
is supposed to happen this weekend.
Oh, cool. The big game?
Yeah. That's Cal Stanford.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything about it. But okay, so that's a big deal.
Well, here. That'll be on Saturday, right? That mm-hmm. which is supposed to be a rainy day. So great.
Well, better the rain. You know what? These guys will play in the rain just fine.
Sure,
they don't
no
want to
problem.
Play in that smoke.
Listen, have a great, safe weekend. We want to see you back here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Check you then.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.